Welcome to Podcast Insider. This one is for Thursday, December 24th, 2020. I'm Mike Dell. Todd is on vacation this week. In fact, currently he's at 30-something thousand feet as I record this. So he needs a vacation just like everybody does from time to time. So we let him off the hook since it's the holiday season. So today I'm going to have a little bit abbreviated show since I'm flying solo here, although I do have a lot of my team members going to chime in with some messages for you. But we're going to be talking about some news, a best practice, and a little bit of Blueberry news, what's going on at Blueberry. And again, you know, some of the team members are going to chime in with some holiday messages and whatnot, and even a original piece of music, well, or originally played piece of music by one of our team members, Aaron Hope. So if you hear some Christmassy sounding music, that's him. All right, let's see, in the news, Netflix is adding an audio only mode. And this is an article over at The Verge. And basically for the Android app right now, and I don't know if it'll go to iOS, I assume it will, but they're making it so that you can listen to your favorite Netflix shows. It's not a podcast, but maybe could be similar. So if you're really jonesing for that new episode of whatever show you're watching or binging over there at Netflix and you're traveling, you can listen to it on your Android phone. In just audio only mode, you know, that way it takes up less bandwidth and all that. Kind of cool, I guess. Although, you know, you might miss something if you're not watching. So it depends on the show you're watching or the movie. I don't know if I would do that. It might be interesting, but I think I'd rather watch something if it's a video presentation. But hey, each to their own. Something they're trying. And let's see, Steve Henn over at Neiman Labs, who posted this on their blog, says, has independent podcasting peaked? And his tagline is, the truth is the old business model embraced by independent podcasters isn't sustainable, especially if you're trying to do ambitious, rigorous journalism. I found that kind of funny because even the journalists don't do rigorous journalism. You know, they say the indie podcaster, the business model just doesn't work. Well, it's not true. You know, maybe there's not a business model. You know, a lot of the podcasts that I have done over the years have not been a commercial thing. You know, I'm not trying to make money from it. You know, I use it as a hobby, use it to get other things done, you know. So I don't know where he's coming from other than, you know, selling ads. Yeah, on a show that gets, you know, 200 or 300 downloads an episode, you're not going to make a lot of money selling ads, depending on who your 200 or 300 audience members are. You know, there's audiences out there that people pay big bucks for if you can prove that that's who your audience is. But again, you know, podcasting's more than just advertising. A lot of people do it as a hobby. They do it to promote their, you know, offline businesses or online businesses that are not podcast related. They do it for, you know, to become an expert in something, or they are an expert in something and they're just passing on their knowledge in some way. You know, there's more to podcasting than interviews and doing ads. So, I read the article. I have the link in the show notes. It's, you know, I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but then again, you know, I'm not trying to do this. You know, we're not trying to do this as a business. I mean, Blueberry's a business and we cater to the indie podcaster. But, you know, as far as most of our customers, I would say all, you know, but, you know, a fair number of our customers and a fair number of the, you know, 1.whatever million podcasts that are out there. I think it's up to 1.7 last I heard million. And a vast majority of them are not in it to make money. Or they're not in it to make money directly from podcasting. You know, there's not a ton of shows out there that do that. There are a ton that do, but it's not a vast majority. And advertising isn't the only way. Well, there's the value for value model that Podcast Index and Adam Curry promote, and that's, you know, taking donations and whatnot. And, you know, if you get a pretty good community going, you can do it that way. You know, there's just more to it than just ads. And that's not the business model for everybody. And let's see, there's a video out there now. It's Why Your Podcast Needs a Website. It's from podcastgenerator.net. And, you know, they promote a service called RSS.com, which is a free podcasting service, which, you know, of course, we want you to do it the Blueberry way. But he has a lot of good information in here about why you want a website. You know, it's a lot of the stuff we talk about here. The first reason is having a website gives you a place to archive old episodes. Yeah. Some podcasts don't really do well long tail, and some do. And yeah, it's a good place for people to find old episodes. You know, we support that for sure. Reason number two is you can repurpose your episodes into other forms of content more easily. I don't know about that. You can do that anyway. You know, normally we record this live. You know, we do it over Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and I don't know, I think there's a couple other destinations where you can actually watch us live, normally on Thursdays at around 11 o'clock Eastern. That's already a video, and then we repurpose it into a podcast. Well, it's a podcast first, but you know what I mean. So, you know, I don't know, is having a website or not makes that any easier, but it certainly doesn't hurt. The number three reason he has here, having a website gives you a place to engage more with your audience. True. And, you know, one of the things we always talk about is it gives you the home base. You know, if for some reason you're on Amazon Music and your episode doesn't go up in a timely manner or something goes wrong with that destination, well, people will know that, you know, if you tell them enough, come back to Podcast Index or podcastinsider.com. Jeez, I said Index. Got that on the mind. But, you know, come back to podcastinsider.com, and no matter where you're listening now, you can always go there to see what's going on. And the fourth reason you want to have a website for your podcast is it makes it easier for people to find your show. Well, yeah, SEO, you know, you get the Google juice. If you have your own .com, your own .whatever, domain, and you know your show has a home, and your show notes help with SEO, and it just gives you a place for everybody to find you. You know, you'll be in the Google search, you'll be in all the different apps and directories. As long as there's links back to your site, that it really helps people, you know, find your show, especially if you write your show notes in a way that makes Google find it and that makes people find it. And let's see, number five, having a website gives you a place to gather contact information and share show notes and resources to better serve your listeners. And like I said, he writes a lot more about it. But one of the things I dislike personally, and I'm sure Todd would agree with me, is pop-ups. You know, don't pop it up in people's faces to sign up for my newsletter, sign up for my newsletter. Oh, don't do that. Say it in your audio. And put a, you know, nice link on your site to sign up and all that. But pop-ups are annoying. Just my opinion. But and a lot of people will say it works. Well, yeah, it works for a certain percentage. So say 5% of the people that show up on your website, they get the pop-up and they sign up. But 95% don't sign up. And I would say a fair number of that 95% see the pop-up and they leave. So how much success should A-B test that sometime? You know, have some get the pop-up and some not get the pop-up, and I bet you get better sign-up without the pop-up. But it is a good spot, you know, to share like ebooks and other things you're doing. You know, you notice on Podcast Insider here we have blog articles that are not podcast episodes, and, you know, that's just a great thing. And let's see, he says the sixth and final reason you need a website is it gives you a place to promote products and services. He said that in five. Oh, well. Anyway, check out the article. See if you agree or don't agree. And, of course, if you do it the Blueberry way, you'll have a website. And hopefully with your own domain name, and you'll be able to do all of that stuff. And we can help you out with that. If you want to buy hosting, of course, at Blueberry, use the promo code INSIDER for a free 30 days. How's that for sneaking a commercial in? Who says ads don't work? All right, the last article I have is over on Soundboard. It's 10 brands that got audio right in 2020, but basically it's the top 10 advertisers in the podcast world. And some of these I've never heard most of these ads, so I must be listening to podcasts that don't have these ads in them. But number one was Google. I thought that was strange. I didn't know Google advertised on podcasts. So good on them. Honey, I don't even know what Honey is. But apparently they're big. Chubb, number four is Noom. Anne E. Casey Foundation is number five. Progressive Insurance, I have heard a couple of their ads, but you see them on TV all the time too. So they advertise everywhere. Capital One, same thing. Salesforce, I didn't know they were doing it on podcasting, but I guess it makes sense. Slate Plus, that must be the Slate Magazine's paid edition or whatever. But and then another outfit called Each and Every, and I've never heard of most of these. That's from Vertronic in 2020. What's interesting is if you scroll down a little bit in the article, they've got the 2020 top radio advertisers. And you guys listen to radio anymore? But one thing I find interesting is the top, let's see, three of the top four are car parts companies. I find that odd on radio. But I guess, you know, if you're listening to the radio, chances are you're in a car, or at least that's what they're figuring. But O'Reilly, NAPA number two, Walgreens number three, and then AutoZone's number four. And one I've never heard of is It's Just Lunch, Enviro, Macy's, JCPenney, Dairy Queen, and The Home Depot. I've heard a lot of these. Actually, I've heard a lot of these ads on podcasts using programmatic, apparently. So anyway, interesting lists and little ditties about the different podcasters out there. And then, of course, they have the 2020 top audio logos. And that's interesting because if you play those, you'll know who most of those are. But they're, you know, little audio things that, that people use to brand their ads in audio. All right, so that's on to our best practice. The best practice for this week is keep on podcasting through the holidays. And we are practicing what we preach here, so we'll have an episode on Christmas Eve today. And we'll have another one on New Year's Eve, which Todd and I are going to pre-record. So that'll be an audio retrospective of what's going on in podcasting, kind of like our normal show format, but we're going to cover the year 2020. And then maybe we'll give a little bit of predictions for 2021, although that might be a short segment. And then we'll get back at it in the new year, 2021. I'll be happy to see 2020 go. Just been too many weird things going on this year, and hopefully next year it won't be so bad. In podcasting, it was an interesting year, so tune into that for sure. But, you know, a lot of people want to take a break during the holidays, and that's fine. Take a break. But if you're trying to build your audience, it might be a good idea to have something for them over the holiday. You know, people on at Christmas and all that get new devices. And when they get new devices, they play around with new apps. And a lot of devices, a lot of the Apple devices and Android devices now have podcast apps. And they might just find some time to find your show and subscribe on their new device. And if you've got something, you know, that's a month old on there versus something that's pretty new, persuade them to listen. But like I said, there's nothing wrong with taking a break. But, you know, let your audience know ahead of time that, hey, you know, we're going to be gone for a couple of weeks. And, you know, but a lot of people build you into their lives, and including when they're on holiday. You know, if I take my week off, you know, I'm probably going to listen to more podcasts during the week that I'm on vacation than I would normally, because I have more time to do that rather than doing my job. Now, the converse to that is, you know, there's not going to be as many people commuting, although this whole year has been kind of that way. So, you know, who knows what it'll do, but, you know, stay consistent. And, you know, myself, I've been working on consistency. Of course, we keep this podcast consistent, but my other shows, I'm also working on keeping those consistent. And I'm going to pre-record some shows for while I'm gone. And, you know, they'll sound like they're new. You know, that's the beauty of podcasting. You can pre-record. And we're not pre-recording this one. I'm doing this one, the day before, truth be told. But, you know, we're going to have episodes on our normal days, on Christmas Eve and on New Year's Eve. And it's not that hard to do with podcasting. It doesn't have to be a full show, but have something new. You know, have something new in there. And also, if you've been at it a while, you might play a rerun. You know, if it's a particularly good episode, why not? You know, do a quick intro, do a rerun. There's other ways of filling that void. But don't go away completely, because people might forget about you. They build you into their lives, and if you disappear, they may not come back. Our advice to you is, if you can, just keep on trucking, keep on podcasting. As Adam Curry says, go podcasting.
Go podcasting!
I've been dying to play that clip. Anyway. On to some Blueberry news. Big news is we've added some new destinations at Blueberry. And so we got Giasavan in Ghana. Which are two big Indian from, you know, India, music platforms mainly, but they've added podcasts and they've got, you know, some couple hundred million listeners between the two of them. So it might be a new place. And a lot of it's in English. So, you know, it might be a new place for you to pick up some listeners in India. Also, we've added Podchaser. So you can find those in the dashboard at Blueberry. And the other thing we talk about in our Blueberry news here is PowerPress 8.4.7. That's 8.4.7 was released. That added the new destinations in the PowerPress destinations section. You'll be able to submit your show to all of those places. And, you know, the more the merrier. I always say, I don't care how you listen, as long as you listen. And we always also have to say, if you're listening somewhere and you don't know where we come from, go to podcastinsider.com. And that's where we'll always be. And let's see, for the holiday, Blueberry itself will be closed on Christmas Day, December 25th, and January 1st, New Year's Day, both on Fridays, conveniently this year. So we'll be closed for that. And a lot of our team members are out in between. And like Todd is out before Christmas here. So you know, might be a little slow to answer. But we'll get back to you. I promise. And finally, on Saturday's Podcast Help Desk episode, I'm going to talk about podcaster's block. Kind of like writer's block. You know, what do you do when you just don't feel like doing an episode? So I have some ideas on, you know, what to do to break the podcast block. And I'll be doing Podcast Help Desk all the way through the holidays on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So check it out. So I'm going to do my holiday greeting right here in the show. So I'll just say happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. All that good stuff. Hopefully 2021 will be a little less crazy than 2020 was, although I think we still have a little bit of work to get through, but I think we'll come out of this okay. And if you have a question or feedback, you can click on leave a voicemail. It's right here in the show notes at podcastinsider.com. You can record your question and we may answer it on the show, and or you can email mike@blueberry.com. Todd@blueberry.com or Mackenzie@blueberry.com. Also, if you're a Blueberry podcaster and you want to be interviewed on Podcast Insider so we can feature your show and talk about the origin story of your podcast, email the above, you know, those email addresses, Mike, McKenzie, or Todd at blueberry.com, and we'll arrange an interview and get you on the show. So with that, everybody have a good week. We'll catch you on New Year's Eve.
Hey everyone, Todd Cochran here. Happy holidays to you all. And of course, thank you for your business here at Blueberry Podcasting. As you're taking a little bit of time off during the holidays, it's a good time to reflect on your podcast and think about what potentially you will do differently or additionally in the coming new year. But most importantly, just enjoy the holidays, take some time off, relax, let those creative juices build up and generate ideas. So anyway, take care and happy holidays here from the Blueberry family.
This is Sean with the Blueberry support team, wishing everyone a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
Hi, I'm Sydney, the marketing intern here at Blueberry, and I'm wishing you a happy holiday season and a wonderful new year.
Hey guys, it's me, Aaron Hope, one of the designers at Blueberry, wishing you and your families a happy holidays and a safe new year.
This is Aaron from the Blueberry development team, wishing all of you a happy Festivus and a happy new year.
Hello everyone, this is Ben, a developer at Blueberry, wishing you a happy holiday and a fabulous start to the new year.
I'm Dave Clements, and I'm part of the support team. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy holiday. Hopefully you get some time to sit down, sip some eggnog with some family and friends in a safe, socially distanced way. And, you know, also I really hope that you don't have your cousin Eddie come over and empty the RV in front of your house. And I hope you didn't get signed up for the Jelly of the Month Club. That would be very, very 2020, wouldn't it? Anyway, have a great holiday, enjoy the rest of the year, and I look forward to helping you all out with your podcasts in 2021 and beyond.
Happy holidays from Kathy in Colorado, and here's hoping for a fantastic 2021. We at Blueberry really appreciate having you as our family, and we look forward to what's coming ahead.
Happy holidays, everyone. I'm Barry Kantz. I'm the General Counsel and Chief Financial Officer for Raw Voice Blueberry, and I want to wish you all the happiest of holidays, and hey, don't we need it, but all the best of 2021, and hopefully we all fare better in this upcoming new year. So happy new year to everybody, and the best of holidays.
Hello, everyone. This is Jeff Levine in marketing, and wanted to wish all of our customers a very, very happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and, you know, our customers are the reason we come to work every day, get up in the morning and come to work every day, and we really appreciate all of your patronage.
Hi, listeners. I'm Jonathan, one of the developers here at Blueberry Podcasting. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is Lena. I'm a developer at Blueberry. Just wanted to wish everyone happy holidays. I know this has been a strange year, but hope everyone's staying safe and wish you a very happy new year for 2021.
Hi, this is Mackenzie Bennett. I am the marketing services coordinator for Blueberry, and you might know me from the PowerQuest podcast and Podcast Insider. And from any event that we have attended in the past couple of years, I just want to say happy holidays and especially a happy new year to everyone.
Hi, everyone. This is Kate, and I head up the Blueberry Pro production department. I want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, a very happy new year, and health, happiness, and good fortune to everyone in 2021.